Sergey.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Sergey, big pressure on your shoulders.
Well, yes. But I'm happy that we got to the final. I'm really happy, and the show was amazing. I was nervous a little bit, to be honest, but now I'm so happy.
My name is Helen Laptev. I'm from Russian newspaper Komsomolskaya Pravda. I'm so happy to see Sergey and his dream team, Philippe Kirkorov, in the final. I know a lot of European people think that Russia is a very, very cold country. That's why I want to ask you to say that it's not so true.
Cold country?
Yes.
Sochi is not that cold.
Well, Sochi is not that cold now. It's warm, really warm. Well, actually, Russia is a beautiful country, big country, and it's a big honor to represent this huge, amazing country. And you have to visit our country for sure. I don't know who's going to win this year, but you have to go there and see yourself. You will see how we have hospitality, we like a lot of good people and music, culture, good place to visit. Please come and you will see that we are great people and the country is so great.
You must come and see in May St. Petersburg White Nights. It's amazing White Nights in St. Petersburg. Welcome.
So here we go, international press in the pink t-shirt over here. Stand up, please.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm from Ukrainian channel called 24. Actually, you're one of the favorites of this year's show, and seems to be you can bring the Eurovision back to Moscow as it happened in 2009. And you know, the majority of the Eurovision audience is like a part of LGBT community. You know, like a lot of people are afraid of coming to Russia because it's like so hard to like to be as you are in your country. So is it safe for them to come, like for the Eurovision next year, for example? What is your attitude for like being gay or lesbian? Could like lesbians and gays coming?
I understand your question. Thank you very much. I think it's a very important question. I received a lot of questions like that during my interviews, and of course I can tell you that a lot of rumors and talks about LGBT problems in Russia. It's talks and rumors. So gay life exists in Russia. It's not a secret for you, I think. We are a modern country. All cities has gay lives. We have gay clubs. You can check it in the Google. You will see how many gay clubs and restaurants we have. But I think if Eurovision will come to Russia, I think it will be very supportive for gay community in Russia. And also, I think that you have to, like I told you before, you have to come and see. Every year, a lot of big events happening in Russia. We hosted Olympic Games 2 years ago in Sochi, and it was amazing. And a lot of different people came to Russia, to Sochi, and different nationalities or sexual orientations, and they had great time there. They had fun, and it was no problem there. We hosted Eurovision in 2009, and it was also so good, and everybody came. For sure, it will happen again if Russia wins. I don't know. I can't predict the future, so I'm just praying for that with all Russians, because all Russians really, really love Eurovision, and it's true. It's true. We really want to host it, if you ask me. We do our best for our guests, for sure. Feel safe in our country. If we do something, we do it in our best way.
Promise you from bottom of our hearts.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Promise to everybody.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you.
Thank you very
Sergey.
Much. And sorry for my English. I hope that you understood what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Here we go.